The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, happy Friday.
Hello.
Valentine's Day Eve.
Woohoo. So bullshit.
It's like Summer's Eve, but good for you.
Not what? No.
Summer's Eve is a douche.
Oh, yeah.
Not just, good for you.
That's true. I read an article about douching. No, it was about like cleaning your... I don't know how I came across it, but it brought up the whole steaming thing too. It's
yes.
Like you don't, you know, how to properly clean your vagina is that you don't.
Well, you wash the outside of it.
No, yeah, well, the vagina's the inside, but yeah,
oh,
the outside.
I'm well aware. I did the show long enough with Christiana.
you have to do, if you don't, you don't have to do it often, but if you do the outside, it's you have to do non-scented soaps because it irritates the skin because the skin's really sensitive too, so.
It affects the pH balance.
That's on the inside, yeah. Gotta make sure that shit's healthy.
So you don't just jam a Dove bar up in there and shoot it out?
If you can do that, that's some impressive shit.
Well, it's the goal.
That's what my next goal with my vagina.
It's good to have goals. Coming up on the show today, the Knicks owner is kind of a dick. A kid fails and a mom threatens. And how far would a comic book nerd go to be a superhero of sorts? We'll look at all of that. But first, lady, gentlemen, what are the plans for the weekend? Diana, I'll start with you.
Oh, hopefully work. We'll see. Do I have shows this weekend? No. Yeah.
Well, it's Valentine's weekend, so.
Yeah. Well, I might go clubbing on Saturday because I have nothing else to do with my life. But if I don't get this job, but we'll see what happens. I'd rather work and make money instead of spending on someone who's going to end up breaking my heart and probably not get me another hamster, so.
Yeah, you don't want to not get a hamster.
No. Or at least something cool. I mean, I got like Hello Kitty headphones one time, like,
it's true.
Which I lost, but, you know.
You're not doing it right. That's all you're getting.
Well, for my, and she got me like Harry Potter, the first six DVDs, because the seventh one hadn't come out yet. But that was a birthday present. The Hello Kitties was after she broke up with me.
See, if you do it right, then she will buy you something every week.
We weren't even like really... Oh, yeah, like gifts. Oh, I get what you're saying. I thought you meant like a breakup present. I don't know why. Girls that I date like want to get me something after we break up, too.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Kareem, have you ever gotten a breakup present from a woman?
I've never gotten a breakup present from a woman.
Yeah, so you're not doing it. I don't know. That's not the same thing.
No, the last thing a woman wants to do when you break up with her or she breaks up with you is get you a gift.
And the last thing you want when someone breaks up with you is a gift.
Exactly. Unless it's a woman who feels like you are such a vulnerable, sad puppy that the only thing that will keep you going is that gift.
I think that might be it. Or a lot of the ones that gave me something are very like self-centered. So they're like, I don't want you ever to forget me. That's been a thing.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I don't pick them very well.
Well, yeah. I have two ex-wives, so I can't criticize.
Okay, he's
still young.
But my current girlfriend is fantastic.
She's awesome.
Good.
I'm a huge fan of her.
That's what you better say on the podcast.
But I actually mean it. Yeah.
Ooh.
So we got. Are you doing anything for Valentine's Day, Kareem? I know it's a bullshit holiday and all, but.
After work, and then Sunday we're going wine tasting with a bunch of couples.
Nice. In Napa or.
I'm assuming so. Because
that's the beauty about living here. You can go to Napa, but you can also go to Amador. You can go to Lodi. There's a bunch of different places.
I think it's like a party bus trip.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's one of those. It's something that my girlfriend wanted to do.
Yeah. I went wine tasting for the first time. I said I'd talk about it on the show, and then I got caught up on something else. Went to Napa a couple weeks ago. And we went to three breweries, I call them breweries, wineries. I'm more of a microbrew guy.
That was such a guy thing to do.
We went to Black Stallion Winery because it's known, we both like Shiraz or Syrah. And that was one of the things that got very high marks was their Syrah. So we did a tasting there, and I bought 3 bottles of wine.
Oh, wow.
And
did you join one of the clubs?
I didn't. The thing about the clubs were a lot of them, being part of the club means, oh, I'm going to buy more wine.
Yes.
So, no. Although there is a club discount. I bought $40 bottles of wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
3 of them?
No, the $240 and then like a $32 bottle.
Yeah.
I don't spend more than $8 on my wine. And that's for like a fancy occasion. So that's why I'm like blown away right now.
Well, the fun thing we did just this past weekend is we opened up the $40 bottle of wine.
Cool.
and an $11 bottle of layer cake Shiraz from Australia to see, can you tell the difference? And there's a distinct difference. And the difference was, now I guessed wrong on which was which. The difference was the Australian wine, which was $11.99, it was much bolder at the front when you first started to taste it, and then it faded away.
Yeah.
And the $40 bottle of wine started smooth and just sort of lingered a little bit.
Gotcha.
And it really good. So Black Stallion, I love the layout of the place. It's really a gorgeous, gorgeous setup. And then we went to a place called Plump Jack, which I had never heard of, but we were looking for places that weren't like the big touristy wineries.
Right.
So when we went to the first place, we're like, we really like Syrahs. Where are some of the places we can go that have them? And they're like, oh, you can go here and here and here. So we went to one place. The next place we went to, I forget the name of it, was much more of a bigger touristy place. And their tastings were, they were just as much as we paid to taste like 4 wines.
Yeah.
But for 2.
Yeah.
And they got to pick the 2. It wasn't like, oh, well, I'll have that one. No. We are going to taste 2 wines, and they're going to be these 2.
Yeah.
And it was $20 for the tasting.
Yeah. I went to the kosher, I think it was like the only kosher gallery, winery up there a couple of months ago. And then we went to one where you have to ride a gondola to get to the top of it.
Oh, wow.
You should try that one.
What's a gondola?
It's an enclosed ski lift.
It's like
lift,
a ski lift, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then across the street from that one is a guy who has a castle.
Okay.
Is this a Napa?
Yeah, or Sonoma. So he built a castle on top of a hill, like a real castle.
Man.
Yeah, like he imported shit from Europe, to make his castle like a real castle.
That must be so much fun to build a castle.
That motherfucker got too much money on his hands.
Yeah, that's just really, you really do have too much money. Yeah. You really don't know what to do with it. So that part is, he probably still had way too much money after the fucking
castle.
After he
bought the castle, yeah. So yeah, the castle's like a touristy.
You know, he's making money off the fucking castle.
Yeah, so you got to pay to come in the castle and see the shit, but yeah.
Man, I want a fucking castle though. I always wonder what it'd be like to be that rich. And then I realized that I shouldn't be rich because then I'll buy stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get to the Black Stallion Winery, and I parked next to a Ferrari, which was also red like my car, and took a photo of the 2 of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Titled it Red Car Meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Plump Jack wine, it was really weird. The guy who was working, was like, you know, I can have any of the wines, but this Syrah is the one I drink when I go home at night. Dude said that no less than 6 times. And about the 5th time, I started to go, he really should probably look into that drinking problem that he has. Because that's way too many times to drop that this is the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That you get. And we bought one bottle there. Leslie bought that bottle, and it was, I think, $50 for that bottle.
Oh, wow.
Of wine. So. And I did get into the first tasting. The people at Black Stallion were really cool because they're like, oh, here's one I really like. And they were giving. So the wine tasting, we actually tasted about twice as many wines as were on the list, which was awesome. And they poured one. It was a $120 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I got to taste that. And it was good. But I am not paying $120 for a bottle of wine.
Was it like $120 good? If you had the money to spend on it, would you like, do you think you could have told a difference? You did like a taste test.
It had, well, the way it was aged in a specific barrel was a little bit different. It was a much more fancy wine. It was really a complex wine. You could taste a lot of different.
Oh, so you can taste the complexity in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We did the one where they have the gondola. We went there, and my friend's a member, so we got to do the member tasting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we tasted like 6 different wines. And then we had a couple of, like, really bottles of expensive wine. It was like, yeah. I don't like it that much.
Yeah, I mean, that's
And you actually do, you know, while you're tasting, you actually do finally figure out, oh, this does taste different than that. But like I said, after I came from that, it's like, yeah, it's like tasting different types of piss.
Well, the one thing, one of the people who were pouring it at Black Stallion goes, oh, before you try this, take one of these, they have these little bread type cracker cubes.
Yeah.
And you put it on your tongue and you eat it, and it basically it like erases all the flavor from your tongue.
Yeah.
So you start with a fresh palate. It's amazing.
They had the little breadsticks, the little long ones.
Okay. Oh yeah, we had those.
Yeah, these were just like the size of a crouton or like a big Tic Tac, and just like boom. Yeah. Like, oh, it's gone. So
I wanna go wine tasting.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think Black's
unplugged me.
You're still plugged in over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we went to Blackstone because that name sounds really familiar. That was a really nice one because we got like a deal and it took us around.
Yeah, there's a big stallion statue.
Yeah, we
out
did
in
go
front
to that one. That one's really nice. Yeah. I like that one. That tourist one sounds familiar too, where they fucking tell you what you're drinking. And of course, like my friends and I are just like, oh, wine.
Yeah, Plum Jack was really cool because you had to go down this little dirt driveway and you had to turn around this thing. And it said no tour buses, so they couldn't get there if they wanted to.
Oh wow!
So it was really nice to go to that and kind of see what was going on with something like that. So yeah, wine tasting. This past weekend, I decided I was going to get personal stories about me. So Leslie has a road bike, and I decided that, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to get a bike so I can ride with her because I love my cruiser bike and I'm keeping my cruiser bike.
Right.
And it's fantastic for riding around Midtown. Not good for hitting the trail and trying to keep up with someone on a road bike. It just isn't going to happen. So I haven't picked it up yet, but I am getting I went out this past weekend and rode a bunch of different, they call them flat bar road bikes.
Oh, okay.
And like in the lower end. So not the $1,000 road bikes, but less than that. And found one that I liked, and it's like, oh, this is just like it, except this, this, and this. And goes, but the only one in the exact model that I wanted, they had an extra large frame. So it looked, there's no way I could have ridden it because it was just huge. So they're ordering one of those. So that's probably what I'm going to be doing on Sunday, Saturday night.
Cool.
We've got dinner reservations at Luca.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, probably going to take the bikes out.
I'm trying to think. We don't even have anything planned on Saturday. We don't usually do a lot for Valentine's Day.
You know, that's a good thing.
Like, I'll probably get her flowers, which normally I'll do and send them to her job.
Yeah.
And it's funny because since she's been working there and since I usually buy her flowers for either Valentine's Day or her birthday, her boss's husband has started to send her flowers. Now her boss gets flowers at work because of it.
Got it. For some reason, I thought the boss was the dude, and I was like, no. What?
I've shamed her husband into buying her flowers.
Nice.
Yeah, Valentine's flowers are a big ripoff, too.
And her husband works there, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, so that's probably why he got, like, caught into that shit. Way to go, man. Way to go. Setting the bars. Yeah, I hate that shit. It's like when someone else does something and they set the bar higher, you're like, fuck, I gotta try. Like,
yeah, that's pretty much where it is. Yeah, but yeah, we're going. I'm showing her how much I love her by actually going wine tasting with all these people that I don't know.
Well, that'll be fun. That's the best way to get to know people is with a little bit of alcohol involved.
That is my act of love.
That's that is a very good sign. So yeah. I still need to get a card. I don't have a card. That's you got to have a card.
Yeah.
Get have a card, get have dinner reservations, but looking forward to getting out on the bikes, because that's that's just going to be something kind of fun that we can do. And it's like, oh, what are we going to do? Well, we can just get on the bikes and go. And it's like, oh, you know, ride to Davis and have lunch and ride back, or ride to Clarksburg and have some wine and ride back.
Yeah.
Ride out to Folsom and ride back.
Maybe I'll buy her. Maybe, oh, and I'll probably go pick up dinner for us.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys are super cute and romantic. Have fun on your fucking holiday. Not bitter at all.
Do you want me to get you a Jenna Jameson blow up doll?
No, she's not even my type. Why would you offer that?
I don't know.
Probably been happy with the Justin Bieber one. What the fuck are Kobe, you
all? Kobe Ty. Do you even know who that is?
No, that's why I was like looking at you like, what?
I know who it is.
Google Kobe Ty.
Kobe?
No relation to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Well, I would hope not. That's weird.
All right, Kareem, while she's doing that, do you have a little a little known Black history nugget for us?
James Brown, the godfather of soul, was a very astute businessman. He owned I think like 4 radio stations. He owned a Learjet. He owned a publishing company, so he kept all his publishing rights. He also had his own food stamps.
His own food stamps?
Yes.
What?
James Brown had his own food stamps.
Oh.
And he saved the city of Boston from being burned down the night that Martin Luther King died.
Oh. And how was that?
He was supposed to do a show, and the city officials talked him into doing the show on television, as opposed to just doing it for the people that were supposed to come watch him perform at the stadium that he was going to be at.
Okay.
And so that kept the people calm. He talked the people into staying calm and not burning down the city like a bunch of other cities in the country got burned down that night.
That's amazing. It's interesting. There was an episode of the old Dragnet show that they did about the assassination of Martin Luther King and about how L.A. didn't riot like a lot of the other places did.
Yeah.
Which is odd because L.A. riots for almost anything now.
Well, they had Watts riots, I think, had it happened like right around that time, or maybe that happened later. Watts riots happened later.
Yeah, it was not around. It's not around Martin Luther King, but L.A. was peaceful, but a lot of cities, of course, were not. So this first story, I thought this was pretty cool. There is a barber in Snellville. I'm not sure exactly where Snellville is, but
I think it's Georgia.
It is in Georgia. if you have a kid who is acting out and out of control, 3 days a week, a Snellville barbershop offers a free haircut called the Benjamin Button Special that'll make your misbehaving child resemble a senior citizen.
That is amazing.
CBS 46 has the story for you.
So you want the haircut?
At the local barbershop, it's all the buzz.
I can't believe you ain't see it yet, the picture.
What you think about the haircut?
An old man haircut designed instead for kids acting out.
Oh, my God, that's going to be embarrassing for a child.
Donna Bird's 10-year-old son, Cameron.
So you want the haircut?
Isn't getting the so-called George Jefferson cut.
Like this one.
But she'd be on board if he starts to misbehave at home.
I can see the embarrassment factor of it, of them going to school looking like an old man, and they won't want to do that again.
You misbehaving in school?
The whole thing began with the owner's son, who started slipping in the classroom. So co-owner Russell Frederick pulled out his scissors, and voila. Needless to say, his son was a little bummed.
People care about their appearance, so if you take that away, I figured he would listen, and he did.
It kind of started a movement.
Cut that he did. That went viral.
A hair-raising experiment that just took off.
Well, that's the one. And it just went crazy, viral.
It has its share of support.
It's a good form of discipline, I think.
You have to do something different these days.
And some who say it goes way too far. But Russell isn't cutting it off or cutting it out. He says it works.
You have to reach them before they get to the point where the law enforcement has to be the one to discipline them or punish them. So that's mainly our goal.
That's a good story.
That was really smart.
The original photo of the kid with the old man haircut was sent with the following text. So you want to act grown? Well, you can look grown too.
Damn.
So it's a wonderful way of it's sort of like the flip of the coin of somebody has to stand on the street corner with a sign saying what they did. You've seen judges sentence people that. I like taking control of the situation early and just going, listen, if you're going to act a fool, you're going to look like a fool. Fool. That leads directly into this. Conrad Hilton, younger brother of Nikki and Paris, is facing 20 years in prison for an 11-hour flight meltdown. Now, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the Washington Post, Conrad Hilton is facing up to 20 years for allegedly threatening flight attendants and passengers during a flight from London to L.A. This happened last July. The complaint includes a detailed timeline of Hilton's alleged misbehavior during the flight, which quickly devolved into a hellish 11-hour nightmare. This is from the Washington Post. It all started about 30 minutes into the flight when flight attendants were about to start drink service in the upper deck, but they couldn't because Hilton was standing in the aisle blocking their path. One flight attendant described Hilton as flying from, quote, one tirade after another throughout the flight. He complained that the flight attendants were ignoring him or, quote, taking the peasant's side. He whined about being upset because he broke up with his girlfriend. His bizarre tantrums allegedly held up drink service in the flight for more than 40 minutes. I'd be pissed. As the 20-year-old paced up and down the aisles, threatening male members of the flight crew. Now, at one point, he allegedly attempted to punch a male flight attendant, but missed by about 10 centimeters. He also threatened the flight's co-pilot, saying things like, and I quote, "If you want to square up to me, bro, bring it on and I'll fucking fight you." Later in the flight, Hilton reportedly accused him.
Notice he didn't say, "I'll kick your ass."
Yeah. He accused the male passenger of giving him the stink eye. Which Hilton said was an indication the passenger wanted to fight or fuck him. Maybe both. You never know.
Assert his dominance.
Yeah. At one point, the flight's co-pilot gave him a, quote, final written warning, which witnesses report Hilton tore up, saying, "My father will pay this out. He's done it before. Dad paid $300,000 last time."
Oh, my God.
He apparently has been banned from other airlines. During his court appearance last week, he reportedly admitted to intimidating some of the crew, again from the Washington Post. In his interview with the FBI, the agent read Hilton part of the law that would apply to his particular case. Quote, "An individual on an aircraft in the special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States who, by assaulting or intimidating a flight crew member," or, the agent read, Hilton interrupted him, "I did intimidate. But through defense, he came up to me with his nose."
Somebody needs to punch him in the dick.
Or the balls, because we don't want this guy breeding. Definitely, definitely not.
He's definitely going to get off. I was trying to avoid that. But
he's not going to get 20 years in jail.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get 20 years in jail, but he's going to get something, but it's not going to be nearly as severe as
he should seriously get punched in the nuts.
Mm-hmm. And get the old man haircut. He was released on $100,000 bond and ordered back to court in March. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. And also in customers getting kicked out news, there was a customer kicked out of McDonald's for being a baby kangaroo. That's right. A Wisconsin woman says she was recently asked to leave a McDonald's over her choice of company, even though her companion had done nothing wrong, nothing except being a baby kangaroo. See, according to Diana Moyer, an officer made her and Jimmy, the 8-month-old kangaroo, exit the restaurant after another patron called the police. At the time, Jimmy was in a child's car seat, which is apparently a common occurrence. This from the Beaver Dam Daily Citizen. Moyer said she had been visiting McDonald's for about 3 months with Jimmy, and no one has ever complained. In fact, she said she takes Jimmy everywhere, including to church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Beaver Dam, and to the east side of Madison. Recently, she and Jimmy drove to Eastgate Cinema in Madison to watch Taken 3. Is that really appropriate for a baby kangaroo? For their part, police have stood by the blatantly anti-marsupial act. While it's an unusual call, it was certainly handled in an appropriate manner, and going in, and ultimately, we got what we'd like to get, and that's according to a detective, which is voluntary compliance with the ordinance. So, your baby kangaroo is no longer welcome at McDonald's.
Who thought that was okay? Like, how do you leave your house and think, It's like people, like, okay. It's an animal. So
is, no, no, this is a, you have to understand, this is her therapy kangaroo.
That was what my next question was.
Yeah, how the fuck do you sign up for one of those?
You can get virtually any animal categorized as a therapy animal. All you need is a doctor who just wants you to go away.
Wow.
So that was...
That's another categorized shit that white people do.
That's just people... Oh, my God.
It's become such a thing that in certain airports, and I've seen it, they put in... little areas for dogs to use the grass between flights in terminals.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, that's because people are flying with therapy dogs.
I think everyone just needs to toughen up.
Like, trick, please. Yeah. If your ass ain't blind, your pet should be traveling the bottom of the plane like everybody else's.
But we were doing so well without this shit until...
Therapy kangaroo.
Oh, dear Lord.
In Wisconsin, of all
dear
places.
Lord.
Oh, it's time for this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
First up in cool or tool, punishment cuts. Diana?
Cool. Very, very cool.
Kareem?
Cool as hell.
Yeah, this is one of the best stories I've heard in a long time. Not just because of the funny way that little kids look with an old man haircut, but the reason behind it is awesome, too. So it's cool in a lot of ways. Up next in cool or tool, the Hiltons. Let's lump them all in together. Kareem?
Tool.
Diana?
Tool. Fucking tool. Daddy dropped $300,000 on this last time. What the fuck?
Yeah. 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 It's really weird that that now I look to Paris Hilton and I go, you know, that girl's got it together.
Yeah, right? You were just like, you know, she wasn't the worst one out of the bunch. That's
Nope, it's a little Conrad. Mm. Yeah, that's because he can't just flash his junk and have people go, ooh. Because that's what happened with Paris. And finally, in cooler tool, therapy kangaroos. Diana?
Therapy dog anything, like, unless there's, like, some disability, like, real, like, physical disability.
I'm anxious. I need my therapy
fucking
cat half.
Tool. Therapy anything tool, unless it's, like a legit real thing.
Kareem?
Tool. He said, if it's not a fucking CNI dog, your ass shouldn't have it on the plane.
Well, me and my therapy cat, Hef.
As your pet.
Yeah, no, I don't want to take my cat everywhere. That's just stupid. No, no. This whole idea... Look, if you're really that mentally unbalanced that you can't leave the house without a pet, then I do feel bad for you. You really do need to find a good qualified psychologist to help you out with your problems. And not just a dog, because they understand you. And I guarantee this woman... I have relatives who are Mormon, and I really would love to see how they would react if someone came in. In fact, I want to ask my cousin next time I talk to him. How would you react if someone showed up at I think it's called temple. Now it's called church. If someone showed up for church with their therapy kangaroo in a child's car seat. I don't think it's conducive to worship.
I think I might really just I would ignore them unless like it obviously impeded my space. But if they came and talked to me, like I was like trying to have a conversation, I'd be like, we have to stop right there. Like if they came to say hello to me, I'd be like, no, what the fuck? We can discuss this. Like we need to talk this out before we can actually have a conversation. But if they never come and talk to me, then it's not my business. But if they're going to come and say hello, like there needs to be a discussion. That's some bullshit.
You're going to settle their hash.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't want to invest any time in you if I think you're fucking batshit crazy.
Hmm. Okay. That's not how church works, but okay.
Well, I mean, you fucking brought a kangaroo.
Kareem. Let's say one of the churches you went to growing up, someone rolls in with a therapy kangaroo. How it goes down?
That kangaroo would be up out of there. Because shit, once people start shouting, I don't know if you've seen what shouting is, but it's like you like dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kangaroo would have been like, these niggas are crazy. I got to get up out of here.
I know in the Catholic Church, probably would have... been encouraged to leave. The only thing I remember a priest saying that was memorable was that crying children and good resolutions are exactly the same. They should be carried out immediately.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing the kangaroo would have been bounced too. All right, Diana, do you read comic books?
I did as a youngin.
Kareem, I know you're sort of into that a little bit.
Yes.
How far would you go to be part of sort of a comic thing? For instance, this guy in Venezuela wants to become the Red Nazi Skull from...
I feel like that's another issue.
From Marvel. Oh, like, I'm sure it is. He's 37. He's had his nose surgically removed so he could look more like his idol, the Nazi agent and Captain America foe, who wore the red skull mask in the original comics. He has implants in his forehead, in a few different places. It's crazy. Anyway, the body modification artist who removed his nose assured the Mail that his client is not mentally ill.
How do you prove that? After you did what you did, how do you prove that?
Listen, he is an excellent son, father, and husband who has an extreme taste for body modification. That's according to Emilio Gonzalez, a former medical student.
Whatever.
Who dropped out to pursue body alteration.
Fuck, he's not qualified to diagnose anyone.
So this guy's future plans reportedly include tattooing his entire face red and putting silicone implants in his cheeks and chin. Quote, he has loved comic books since he was a kid and always dreamed of being Red Skull. That's according to one of his friends, but he never got around to doing it. So now he has. Now at 37, he's decided now's the time to cut off his nose. I don't know if it's to spite his face or not, but it's gone.
Why does he, like, why Red Skull? Like the all the fucking, like, the that's his idol?
The doctor who did it should lose his license.
It wasn't a doctor.
He got away with that.
It was a guy who was, it's a body modification guy. He's a former medical student. So not even a doctor, not even in Venezuela is this guy a doctor.
And he didn't even do a good job of it. Like, that's the shitty thing. He doesn't look anything like him.
Well, look.
He's not done yet. Okay, I get it. He's not. I get it. He's not done yet. But it's still like, for real, dude? Like,
he should be done.
He's obviously not going to get work being Red Skull looking like that. This is all or nothing. Like, this middle area he's doing. But he was a good-looking guy before that. Why does he look up to Red Skull? I think that's a sign right there that he obviously has mental issues.
He didn't get his ass beat enough as a kid.
He's a great son and father. Oh, my God. He's a father. Did I read that right?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. No.
He's got kids.
Oh, dear. Those poor children.
He's got kids.
Those poor children.
Yeah.
Oh, they got crazies all over the world is basically what...
They've got crazies in South America, the likes of which you wouldn't believe here. Or just watch an HBO show sometime.
Just so much. Like, I that was... It's not that it was necessarily gross. It's just stupid. Like, I feel like the person that came up... Well, I don't think they're alive anymore, but whoever came up with Red Skull probably was like, fuck. I never thought someone would be this stupid.
That a Venezuelan guy would want to be a Nazi Red Skull
like
guy?
Like, I wonder if they feel like a little guilty and be like, my bad.
What does that guy look like? Is he really... he might have been a former German.
No. He looks Hispanic.
Very Hispanic.
All right, so Kareem,
Pope's? He's from where? He's
Argentina.
From? Okay, yeah, he looks white as fuck.
He does.
Yeah, no, but not this one.
Okay,
no, this guy looked native,
and now he just looks ugly.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kareem, you've got kids, right?
Yes.
And Diana, you've got parents. You were a kid.
Still a kid.
Yeah, me too. How far would you go to defend your kid? As far as a school thing, Kareem, would you like take it to the extremes, or would you be like, listen, you did your thing and you got what you got?
Depends on what it is. But if my kid acted up in school, then she will get whatever punishment that she was supposed to get at school, as long as getting the ass whooped when you got home.
Okay. Well, I know coming from an Asian culture, Diana, your parents were really serious about education. So let me know if they would have followed up with something like this at any point. When Karen Sharon learned that her 15-year-old daughter failed a state exam last week, the Staten Island woman reportedly did what any responsible parent would do. She threatened to bomb the institution that flunked her daughter.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. My parents would have whooped my ass. Exactly. If I failed a state exam, I got a B on a test one time. I cannot. No. A state exam? You failed a state exam? No. My ass would have been whooped.
According to police, Sharon told the guidance counselor at Susan Wagner High School, quote, "I'm going to blow up that school," which could mean a lot of different things, but she was charged with second-degree aggravated harassment and pleaded not guilty. And here's what she said. "They harassed my children, and that's not correct." That's what she told the reporters after the arraignment.
"You make your children do their goddamn homework."
Yeah, that was... I mean, I believe in defending your child as long as your child didn't fuck up. But in that case, your child fucked up and you fucked up as a parent, because how the fuck are you going to fail a state exam? That's like failing the GED.
Yeah.
That, how do you fail? You don't fail that.
Well, she's claiming that she never made the phone call now.
Oh, yeah. Smart
she's now threatening to sue the school.
Of course she is.
Oh, my God. Please tell me. I want to know if she wins, because that's going to make me real. Actually, I don't. Ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know, because in my head, she's lost. I'm just going to. No. No, because I have this
weird
feeling.
She is lost. She definitely is lost.
No, I hope she will lose this case, but I don't know anymore. I really don't know anymore. So I'm just going to. I don't want to know. And I'm just going to pretend I made up the verdict in my head already.
Guilty.
This is my world.
Well,
okay?
she already has to live on Staten Island, so there's that. Well, unless you're one of the mob wives, and then that's the place to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that makes sense. Staten Island moms, what they see on TV, I can see one of them doing that. That's just, wow.
That is true.
They'll just be like, "That's my kid," and go on
to
that shit.
Oh, yeah. They'll be totally it. So I just got a text from Sam. "Just leaving work. Don't think I'll get to you before the show ends."
Probably not.
So I'm just going to say, go home, dude.
What was I saying? I thought it was like the school thing is interesting. So, okay. Have you guys watched Fresh Off the Boat?
No.
Okay. I have my own thing about it. But the one, like, interesting thing that they did, not one thing, but cool thing, was they showed, so their son got in a fight at school because this kid called him a chink, and so the kid kicked him or something like that. So the parents brought him in, and then the principal was like, "You know, we're talking about suspending your kid and all that." They're like, "Well, fuck you, like, you're not doing anything to the kid that called my son a chink, but you're gonna suspend my son." So, like, that makes sense if you're gonna defend your child for that, but for your child being stupid, that's on you. You can't get mad at anyone else but you.
That is it.
All right. Now, Kareem and I are both sports fans. Diana, you...
I have certain sports.
Sure. Well, New York Knicks and Cablevision CEO James Dolan has lashed out at a lifelong Knicks fan who sent him an email. And here's the email that made him so upset. Subject: "I've been a Knicks fan since 1952. let me get ready for old man voice properly. "At one stage, I thought that you did a wonderful thing when you acquired everything from your dad. However, since then, it's been all downhill. You're working with Isaiah Thomas and everything else regarding the Knicks. Bringing on Phil Jackson was a positive beginning, but lowballing Steve Kerr was a disgrace to the Knicks. The bottom line is that you merely continue to interfere with the franchise. As a Knicks fan in excess of 60 years, I am utterly embarrassed by your dealings with the Knicks. Sell them so their fans can at least look forward to growing them in a positive direction. Obviously, money is not the only thing. You've done a lot of utterly stupid business things with the franchise. Please, no more." It's signed respectfully.
Glad he clarified that.
It's signed,
I definitely missed that whole thing.
"Respectfully, Aaron Bierman's dad."
What?
Yeah, there are people who do that. Like, you'll see license plate frames like "Proud Grandma of Jimmy and Johnny."
Oh God.
Yeah. So here's the response from the owner.
Is that another white people thing?
I think Hispanics do it too.
Okay, because I like, oh, my kid is a honor student, honor roll.
Oh yeah,
that shit. I've never seen Asian people definitely don't do that shit.
So
it's suspected.
So here's the reply. "Mr. Bierman, you're a sad person. Why would anybody write such a hateful letter? I'm just guessing, but I'll bet your life is a mess and you're a hateful mess. What have you done that anyone would consider positive or nice? I'm betting nothing. In fact, I'll bet you are a negative force in everyone who comes in contact with you. You most likely have made your family miserable. Alcoholic, maybe.
Oh, God.
I just celebrated my 21-year anniversary of sobriety. You should try it. Maybe it will help you become a person that folks would like to have around. In the meanwhile, start rooting for the Nets because the Knicks don't want you. Respectfully, James Dolan.
Respectfully.
Well, the original one was signed respectfully.
No, I know.
Too.
I love it. Like, that's, they're like, I'm going to say all this bad shit, but then respectfully. It's just like, okay.
Aaron Bierman is a filmmaker. So he's the one who sent the emails to Deadspin. So what do we think of James Dolan's response?
James Dolan should sell the Knicks.
Yes, he should. He's everything in this article is right. He's completely ruined the franchise. But
he's right, but
but do, as an owner of a franchise and the CEO of Cablevision, what would prompt that guy to just write back to this? He's obviously old. He's been a Knicks fan for 60 years, so he's at least 70. You know, 65, 70 years old. So you're berating a senior citizen instead of just deleting the email or killing him with kindness, saying something like, "Thanks for your input."
He should be forced to sell the team for being a bad owner.
Because honestly, I think everybody has typed up an email like that to be like, I want to tell that motherfucker what's what. And at a certain point you realize, what am I doing? And then you just delete it all or don't send it.
Yeah.
This guy is...
He sent the shit. I can't believe it.
He sent it to an old man. Diana, help me out here.
I think everyone in this party is wrong. Like, everything about this whole situation is wrong. The email actually being sent, the response to the email, I think they all just, you know, this was the straw that broke the camel's back on their really bad week. And they're just like, you know what, I'm just going to let it out on some fucking random ass person. Because I get people being fanatic about their sports, but really, dude? And then to go back at an old man, like, you obviously have to wonder if he might be senile. And you're already getting hated on so much. After a certain point, it's you. Like, leave.
Yeah. It's...
this is ridiculous from everything. Like, everything about this, like, everyone's at fault. I'm sorry.
You, if you don't know as a CEO better than to respond that way, you should have controlling interest of your team taken away.
I really think that he just, like, he was having a lot of bad meetings.
Adam Silver needs to step in and slap him on the pecker for that, because that's the type of negative publicity that the NBA does not need.
Don Sterling, too, this is just not looking good for NBA owners.
Well, this doesn't rise to the level of Don Sterling.
No, definitely not. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's the mentality of just, like, doing shit that you're just like, you should know better.
He should just lose it because he's a bad owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening in New York, where respectfully means something different.
I'm going to sign all my emails to you.
Respectfully. Disrespectfully. Now, have you or someone you know been spanked, whipped, or otherwise dominated by the deceptive marketing of 50 Shades of Grey branded sex lube?
Oh, that's a real thing.
It is. You can buy it at Target right next to the kids' toothbrushes.
Regular lube. See, that's just them trying to fucking market and make money. That's unnecessarily.
If so, you may be entitled to compensation for your losses. That is if one California woman's new lawsuit is successful. According to The Wrap, Tania Warchall is suing 50 Shades author E.L. James on behalf of everyone who has purchased 50 Shades of Grey Come Alive Passion Gel for her in the last 4 years. Warchall's lawsuit claims the family-friendly fuck grease promised...
Wait, who wrote this article?
Gawker. It's in Gawker.
Oh, God.
Promised beneficial and aphrodisiac properties to increase pleasure and enhance orgasms, and failed to deliver.
Well, I feel like that's very subjective. You can't sue off of that.
From The Hollywood Reporter, the complainant notes that the product's packaging promises users, quote, will experience enhanced orgasms and stimulation as every tingle, touch, and vibration intensifies. It includes the lines from James' second 50 Shades novel printed on the box, quote, I surrender, exploding around him, a draining, soul-grabbing orgasm that leaves me spent and exhausted.
See, I know what she looks like.
She probably has never had an orgasm in the first
no,
place.
No, if you look at her, you will be like, this book is not... She has some, like, resentment issues.
Now, citing FDA regulations and California's Consumer Legal Remedies Act, Wortel seeks a full refund and punitive damages for herself and any other customer whose soul was not grabbed.
This is a joke, right? Like,
no.
She knows this can't. Oh my God. Whoever fucking told her this was a real case is a fucking idiot.
Oh, it's going to go forward.
Oh my God. This is America. You make me so sad. So, so sad. And can she really sue the author? Doesn't she have to sue like the manufacturing company? Like, why? She's not even suing the right person.
Well, here's the thing. Everything with a 50 Shades of Grey name on it goes back to E.L. James. She's suing where the money is.
Oh, so they skipped a couple. You know, did you hear about that? Taylor Swift did like a cease and like order with like people. There's this company that was selling stuff using Taylor Swift lyrics, but it was under Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift like shut them down, and they're like, "Oh, we're just a fan. We don't even make that much of a profit," and all that shit. I'm like, well, this is why they do that. It's a benefit for everybody. But I feel like people should just... There's some marketing things with the... Just let it go.
All right.
Do the movie, do the book, that's it. Don't make fucking lube.
By the way, the movie opens today. If you want to go see it. I don't. Fifty Shades of Grey. Tonight.
As in
Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the dumbest fucking idea for a movie ever.
I told you it was Pippin and Hoeing.
You can't even make it correct because if you've read the book, like you can't.
Diana's read the book.
I've read it. I think I got through half of the second book, or no, half of the third book. I definitely read the first book.
Okay,
because I saw an
definitely
interview.
Definitely read the first book.
No, here's the thing. I got really curious because I saw an interview with E.L. James, and I was like, I want to see what your writing style is. So I read the book. It's an interesting story. I can see where she was first off, as a grown woman, why the fuck are you writing Twilight fan fiction?
Because that's what middle-aged women read.
Yes.
That makes me sad.
We've devolved to the point where Harry Potter and Twilight, books that are written for 11 to 14-year-olds, are the primary source of literature for women in their 30s and 40s. If you go to...
Which happen to be the women who end up sleeping with their 15-year-old...
That's gross.
Yeah, yeah, the last Twilight movie came out, if you saw in the lineups, it was a bunch of teenagers and a bunch of women in their 40s.
Yes.
That's so creepy. I mean, I understand Harry Potter, if you're like reading it to your kid or something, I get that. And because when Harry Potter came out, I was like 12, 13, so that's why I'm obsessed with it. But like, if you're a grown-ass person... What the fuck are you doing reading those damn books?
Yeah.
That's some... Unless you have a kid. Okay, except for Twilight. I'm sorry. That should not be read to a kid. That's some bullshit. That's not even a real, like, story. It's a shitty book. Shitty storyline. Everything about that is just shitty.
She read that, too.
No, I didn't. That's one thing I did not read because I'm not going to waste my time with that shit. That 50 Shades of Grey book, though, that was funny shit. Because you read it and then you picture what she looks like and it's really funny. Like, if you do it that way, it's a great story.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I see what
that's
you're doing.
That's your story you're sticking to, huh?
I had some female friends who started to read it and were like, I had to stop because it's written terribly.
Exactly. It's so bad. It is so bad.
Wow. They're not getting in either, huh? I cannot get through the sex scenes because they were written grammatically incorrect. She had some run-on sentences.
She missed a couple of commas. She missed a couple of commas. And shit just got dry. There should have been a comma there.
Yes. And her husband's like, fuck, that's why we're not fucking.
Where's the ellipsis in here? Where is it?
It was written terribly. The storyline, it's all bad. The sex scenes, too, you're just like, bitch is obviously been watching like some fantasy porn. Like, she has this weird fantasy of love. It is
like,
that
is why you and your husband aren't fucking.
Exactly. And you see what she looks like and you almost want to feel bad. It's a great experience. You should actually look up what she looks like and read the book.
Oh, I know what she looks like.
Oh, do you?
She's probably there, yeah, but if she's writing it, she might be putting out like that. That yeah. makes up for it, what she looks like.
No, she definitely isn't.
Attitude is everything.
I think she's just like, she is everything so boring in her life. This is some pent up shit. I was like, I'm surprised you're still married, if she is.
But you say that's why bullshit. You have sex with an ugly woman, because she don't care.
Damn.
She does not care. She's like, I'm going to put it on you. Might not never get another chance.
All right, well, we didn't get Florida Corner in the first show because Diana had a trench to dig.
I will admit that my wording wasn't correct. I didn't articulate myself correctly.
That's fine. If you missed Wednesday's show, go back. It's a treat. So this is awesome. This is Congress, the United States Congress, where a Florida Democrat calls out the state of Texas and one of their elected representatives.
With the governors, we might be talking about an entirely different.
Had the administration worked with the governors, had the governors worked with the administration, we might not be in this position. And I don't know about in your state, which I think is a crazy state to begin with. And I mean
Chairman,
that just I, as I said it.
Mr.
Chairman, some of the policies. Mr. Burgess doesn't have the time, Madam Chair.
But
I have the time.
Oh, yeah. I realize.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I didn't interrupt him. I reclaimed my time, and I think that that is the procedure here in this body.
But, Madam Chairman,
chair
made a very defamatory statement about my state, and I will not stand here and listen to it.
Well, fine. Then you don't have to listen. You can leave if you choose. I told you what I think about Texas. I wouldn't live there for all the tea in China, and that's how I feel. Now, for all intents and purposes, I know what my state did, which is, in many respects, coming close to being just as crazy, and that is they did not expand Medicaid.
We don't have a parliamentarian here to give us notes on what to say.
Why are you chairing a committee if you don't know how to?
People may not be saying exactly the right things, but we owe to our colleagues, especially our colleagues on this committee, a great deal of civility.
There is no reason at all to impugn the people, the governor of a state of this country, and I will await the gentleman's apology, and I yield back.
He's fucking with.
You will wait until hell freezes over
the gentleman
for me to say anything in an apology. I would apologize to you if I was directing my comments to you. I was commenting about the state that you happen to be a resident of.
I believe the gentleman
from Texas. So I will not apologize.
The gentleman from Texas controls the time. I mean, you.
The gentleman.
I just do not see the value in a member of this Rules Committee hurling.
So the gentleman from Texas is complaining.
Its people and its governor.
The woman from North Carolina is chairing this committee, and she has no idea how to run a meeting.
Do that.
The gentleman from Louisville, Texas, the gentleman, Dr. Burgess, will be handling this for the Rules Committee on the floor.
And I will be doing it for the Democrats, because I love Texas.
And the gentleman.
The guy from Massachusetts got the last laugh in. The angry Floridian. Representative Alcee Hastings, he's got examples of why Texas is crazy. Not just random bullshit. He's got an actual example for you.
Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings definitely messed with Texas during.
I'm sorry. It's a Huffington Post thing. I thought.
Good.
Anyway, he is not backing off his assertion that Texas is a crazy state, now citing an old law that restricts dildos to make his case. Quote, one of their cities has a law that says women can only have 6 dildos and the certain size of things. And if that ain't crazy, I don't know what is.
I love this man so much. If this happened more often, like, I would watch all these committee shits. Like, C-SPAN, I would watch. This is way more entertaining.
You never know when you're going to get it.
Oh, this is so good.
He may have been referring to a law that was struck down in 2008 restricting the sale of sex toys. As Lone Star Q points out, Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who was the state's attorney general at the time, actually went to court in an attempt to uphold the dildo ban. The attorney general wanted to uphold the dildo ban. The law question states, quote, a person who possesses six or more obscene devices or identical or similar obscene articles is presumed to possess them with the intent to promote the same. Yeah. So people in Texas are very upset about this, Diana. I hope you know. It's no laughing matter. Apparently, one Texas family canceled the trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando because of what he said about the state.
Oh, shit. One family out of how many that really just don't get... I mean, okay, if you have a... Someone's calling you crazy. Like, I think you need to, like, reevaluate yourself. And if he has legitimate reasons for it, you should reevaluate, though. Like, change them.
That was
and when
the
you
funniest
did,
shit I saw last week.
That was so fucking great.
And Hastings went on to say... I love Texans, but I do not like their policymakers who are in the majority. The simple fact of the matter is, evidently, I touched a nerve deep in the heart of Texas, and I would ask them to tie a yellow rose around it and do like Frozen and let it go.
Oh, my God. I fucking love this man so much. He makes me so happy.
He went on to tell CNN, consider the fact that I am a native Floridian and that I dislike it. I have cautioned about living in Florida, and when I retire... I'm not so sure I'm going to stay there.
That's a real boss. Yeah. Like, he's fucking.
So he's a native Floridian. He yells at Texas, then comes back and goes, listen, I know my state's fucked up too. In fact, when I'm done, I'm probably going to leave that crazy place.
He's the way he handled everything too was just so fucking. And then the little fuck, I'm sorry, Texas. That guy sounded like a little bitch. Like, I'm gonna sit here and wait for an apology. Like, dude, don't be a little bitch, man.
He's like, man, you would get the fuck out of here.
An apology when hell freezes over. That is someone. That's a man. And he was a little older, but like, I think after like, he's a true like old man that like you really after a certain age just don't give a fuck. And you just say whatever you're gonna say, and you stand by it.
I think I'm about that age.
You getting there?
I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah, well, if it's not going to affect your employment status, then yeah, you do get to that point. All right. Kareem, do you have a specific movie? Because we promised movies. We didn't get one on the Wednesday show because, although you did mention The Help, which is a good movie for Black history, at least for a little bit of a primer. Any movies that one might check out for Black History Month that come to mind?
I'm trying to think.
Shaft in Africa, Shaft's big score.
Yeah, hey, we're trying to stay away from those.
Black Dynamite.
Oh God, no. shit. Spike Lee did a movie. Fuck. Now I can't think of the name of the movie. Let me IMDb it and I'll come back.
Let me do that. I've got this other story. There's a cop who's sticking to his guns, or actually his cowboy hat. In Pinedale, Wyoming, a tiny burg in the western part of the western of the most western state of them all, a new sheriff has imposed a dress code onto his charges in that he wishes them to no longer wear cowboy boots and hats when they're on the clock. This was seen as an extreme move. One police officer retired in protest because of it. The AP reports that Deputy Gene Bryson retired after 28 years on the Pinedale force when Sheriff Stephen Haskell, new to the county PD, instilled the requirement that all cops must wear black boots and a black ball cap instead of cowboy styles. Haskell said the change was for safety and uniformity, although it seems like more of the latter because he was displeased with the department's presentation. He said it looked like a Skittles platoon. That's what he told the Casper Star Tribune. We had a rainbow of colors. Who the heck is who? He also noted that the obvious practical issues that occur with cowboy boots in the snow, slippery, and cowboy hats in the wind, gusty, and because Wyoming is obviously a paradise with the best weather in the nation has ever seen. Yeah, it blows. It's crazy with the snow and the wind and so on and so forth. But, yeah, Gene Bryson, style devotee, heard about the sheriff's new dress code and was basically, he said, I quote, that's the reason I retired. I'm not going to change. I've been here 40-odd years in the sheriff's office, and I'm not going to go out and buy combat boots and throw my vest and hat away and say, this is the new me. And I've had my cowboy hat since I was 19. I don't know. I've always worn a cowboy hat all my life. Bryson's Old West look was popular in town enough so that tourists and locals would constantly ask for pictures. He said, quote, that's what looks good to me in the sheriff's department. It's Western. It's Wyoming.
Oh, I'm done with this fucking. What the fuck?
You're
I agree with this guy.
You're the person who's always like, oh, yeah, tell him fuck you.
No, yeah. I'm saying fuck you if they're trying. It's just stupid. It's a fucking. Everything about why are you telling him to change? Like all this, I get if it's like a safety issue and
it's Wyoming. It's you know Wyoming. How many like, people aren't in Wyoming.
Yeah, exactly. All of I'm them. Just like, why the fuck are you telling him? Like everything about this yes. is fucking stupid. Why are you just let him alone?
It's a new sheriff on a power trip and wants everybody to look alike.
Yeah. See, that's
I've been
bullshit.
To Wyoming. There's not a lot of people there. Period.
Yeah, it's I get if it's a safety thing, like your hat, it like blocks people's way of shooting people or some bullshit like that. I don't know. I made that up. Obviously, I made that up.
I do like the fact that he was committed enough to say, fuck it, I want to retire rather than change my hat.
Yeah.
I mean, after 40 something years, like.
Yeah, time to move on. Kareem, did you come up with a movie for us?
Miracle at St. Anna.
Okay.
And we just watched Bamboozled last weekend. So Miracle at St. Anna and Bamboozled, two Spike Lee joints.
There you go. Those are some movie recommendations for Black History Month, as we try to enlighten and bring you a little bit more knowledge about what's going on. Why isn't every month Black History Month? Because we're going to do it hardcore in a concentrated manner. Plus, you throw shit in all the time.
Exactly.
So it's always Black History Month here. Okay.
Diana can teach us about Korean history whenever she would like to, if she knows any.
Mm.
No, I don't. I'm like, the thing is, I'm not like a whitewashed Asian.
I remember that time Hawkeye dated the Korean woman.
Who? I just don't give a fuck. Like,
are you
I
sure
really...
he was dating, or was that Klinger dressed up
No. Klinger actually married Soon Yi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
he did.
Yeah. Is this some wrestling shit?
No, it's not at all.
What is it?
It's MASH.
Oh, dear God. That was in South Korea. That's about the Korean War, right?
Yes.
Oh, see? That's my Korean history.
It's also on, by the way, all of MASH is on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix.
You know, I didn't like it as a kid. I'm not going to like it now.
Well, that's a stupid argument.
No, I was like really angry whenever they have it on TV. I was like, wow, I have to go through this to like watch like the shows I really wanted to watch. And I just didn't like it.
So, you're the same maturity level?
I thought that was pretty much established.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, right. If I had Netflix, I'll probably watch Friends first and then watch MASH.
Okay, Young He.
Haven't you seen Friends enough?
Not all the episodes.
Okay.
I don't have Netflix anymore. I'm going to get it again when Orange is the New Black comes out.
Okay.
And then I'm going to binge watch everything and then cancel it after a month.
Okay, Young He, let's move on with the show. That's from Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's right. I've been meaning to watch that.
That is the best show on TV. I love Mike Tyson's Mysteries. They did one. I'd held on to a couple. They did one where instead of a mystery, it was a house hunter. It was like House Hunters.
Yeah.
They just went to Phoenix to help him find a house.
Oh, shit.
And everybody in the cast with Mike Tyson is like, this is just stupid. What are we even doing?
I wonder, you're the only person I know that watches that show.
Well, that's because I'm brilliant.
Yeah, I just forgot to watch it. That's all it is. I forgot to record it.
Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson's Mysteries is the shit. It's on Cartoon Network. It's the best 15 minutes you'll spend watching TV.
I saw the ad and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to watch that. Then,
you definitely have to watch it. Set the DVR.
Yeah.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. So let's go back to my native state of Vermont, where last month a lawmaker introduced a bill to give the state a Latin motto. You know, like e pluribus unum or something like that. The one they wanted to go with, I guess, is Stella Quarta Decima Fulgat. That's in addition to the official one. The suggestion of a middle school student studying the ancient language. That's pretty cute, right? It was, at least until a local news station asked its viewers what they thought about the proposal, asking on Facebook, should Vermont have an official Latin motto? You know, and Facebook makes perfect sense, right? So here's what some of the responses were. Absolutely not. Sick and tired of that crap. They have their own countries.
I'm done. I'm checked out. I thought, oh man, this is what's wrong.
And seriously, last time I checked, real Vermonters were speaking English, not Latin. Good God.
Did I like, I mean, I know I say some stupid shit, but like relative to these people, like the
You need to go back. You need to go back and re-listen to Wednesday's show.
Okay, that was misarticulated. My point was misarticulated.
Know you a U.S. citizen. Learn and understand the language.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's hands down my favorite.
Now, the bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator, by the way, Joe Benning, admitted he was surprised by the impressively dumb and loud reaction. He obviously doesn't spend a lot of time on social media. He says, I anticipated suffering the backroom internal joking from my colleagues in the legislature. What I did not anticipate was the vitriolic verbal assault from those who don't know the difference between the classics and illegal immigrants from South America. Or Central America, sir.
Everything about this is wrong.
Some more response. How do you say idiotic senator in Spanish? I'd settle for deport illegals in Spanish as a backup motto.
Oh, in Spanish.
Yeah.
After they just said Latin for... Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're mistaking Latin for Latino.
I know. It was just like, oh, my God.
We are thousands of miles from a Latino border, and this makes sense. Why? No, we should not. And then, name redacted, below hit the nail on the head.
But, oh my God.
No, this is America, and our language has been English since the beginning. We don't need to change now for a few. And, why would we want a Latin motto when this is America? And, no, when my family members came here in 1903, they learned English. No one catered to them. My family learned English is or was our language here. Funny how everyone has to bend to them of different language. It makes me sick.
Oh, these are getting likes, too. These comments are getting likes.
Well, two.
I mean, that's two too many.
Two likes.
I mean, this comment is one too many.
And why would anyone in the right mind even think of such a thing? If anyone of a different culture moves to a region, they need to learn the language if they plan to stay. Later on, commenters appeared.
Oh my God, I can't.
It should be noted, and entered the thread to parody responses. But all the messages seem to be sincere. Here's the masterpiece. Hell no, this is America, not Latin America. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Oh my God.
So,
dear child.
Welcome.
Dear children.
Here's the beauty of small town news. It could have happened anywhere. It really could have.
No, that's the sad thing. About small town news.
It could have.
It's a scary thing. I think it's more of the scary thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that's the way it goes.
That
so.
Makes me so sad. Wow. I think I just got really depressed.
Well, here's the thing that everybody says.
I mean, the song's helping,
don't read the comments section on the article. And Facebook is nothing but the comment section.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all it is.
I read the comment section just for, like, entertainment.
And that's what we just did.
Yeah, but then I realize that it's not a joke, and then I get a sad immediately after.
That people really mean that?
Yeah, it's one thing if it's a joke, because sometimes, like, I've been, like, doing, like, because of the Grammys, you know, I've been joking, like, oh, who's, like... Who's this Beck guy? He about to blow up because of Kanye. Like, look at Kanye shining light on unknown artists. That's a joke.
Yeah.
If anyone took me seriously, that you shouldn't. That shouldn't have been a possibility where someone could take me seriously. But I understand now that there's a lot of stupid people. Yeah. Sarcasm doesn't translate anymore because people think you're telling, like...
Well, after the whole thing with McCartney a month ago...
Yeah, you think sarcasm would translate a little better. No,
because people were serious that time.
Oh, man.
Hey, everybody, have a great Valentine's Day weekend. It's President's Day weekend, too.
Get laid.
Yeah, some of us have to work on Monday, but yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, get laid. It's Valentine's Day. And if you're not sure where it's been, wrap it up before you put it in.
Oh, ew.
No, not ew. That's the way you do.
I thought when you said that, I just immediately went back to like shoving a Dove bar of soap and that's what I said you to. Like, I had another image in my head.
Oh, no.
Because you're like, you don't know where it's been. I was like, oh, yeah, clean it up with a bar of soap.
You know what, Diana? Cream usually says this, but I'm going to say it this time. We still love you. So, everybody, have a good Valentine's Day. And if you're going to do shopping on Amazon, go through our link at NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next Monday for a new Well Hung podcast. The new Nate Darling shows next week. Bye-bye.
Sam,